Maybe the greatest tradition as we look back at the past 100 years of the Indy 500 is the singing of Back Home Again in Indiana.
The first year for the song to be sung, it was written in 1917. First time it was sung was the morning of the 1946 race, and a tenor with the New York Met, James Melton, sang it. And he was a car collector and was here, probably as Tony Holman's guest. And so he sang the song, and it was about an hour before the start, and it got so much reaction that he was invited back. But there were others later, but long before. A lot of people think Jim Nabors has been the only person that ever did it,
yeah.
And you can get that impression. But Mel Torme did it once.
Yes, he did. But I don't think it sounds like you might think it will. Sound. We know Mel is the Velvet Fog. This was with the Meltones back in 1945, just before he came here to sing it.
I'm so darn excited, I can hardly wait to get back to that good old Hoosier State.
It's great.
Fun again in Indiana.
I don't know why he only did it once, because he came many times. He was a big race fan. Dennis Morgan and Dinah Shore did it once, and Ed Ames and Johnny Desmond, and then Peter Marshall. And that was a surprise to a lot of people. Hollywood Squares' Peter Marshall. That was a surprise to a lot of people, but he actually played the lead in shows on Broadway. And I had actually met Peter Marshall before I ever came here, because he was in the West End of London in Bye Bye Birdie. He did the Dick Van Dyke part.
So when did Jim take over?
1972 was the first year. And unlike several of his predecessors, he came back and did it the next year, and the next year, and the next year.
When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, how I long for my... Let's give it up, race fans, for one last time. Thank you, Jim, for coming back home one last time. We love you, we'll miss you, and we'll never forget you as the balloons fly over the world-famous Indianapolis.